What's up, guys? This is Andrea with The Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. Thank you guys so much for your support. I have just had overwhelming gratitude for people, opportunities, lessons, downloads, signs, everything and anything that has been part of my journey. Right now, the microphone isn't exactly where I want to be, and that's in my head. Welcome, intrusive thoughts. Please sleep now, right? But as that plays and I hear the background going on, and it may sound like I'm in an Olive Garden, but I'm not. There is legit a guy on the corner playing an accordion. Am I in Italy? No. Is it dope as shit? Absolutely. And we're going to go tip him right now. Just because the ambiance when you're coming to Safeway doesn't need to be like this. And he made it like that. And we got to celebrate the little things. So I'm going to go do that right now. Such a... The topic of freedom is... It's like an abstract painting, right? Freedom can be interpreted by the receiver, the creator. It is so neutral that if I ask 10 people in a room, what is freedom to you? I'm going to get 10 different answers. Maybe some similar ones, but they're going to have their variations. And most importantly, they're going to have their reasons. That is a huge... That's what makes us... all different, right? That's the aha moment. That's the sign that reminds you that that's your purpose. Even if we have all the same goal, the end goal in mind. What's your end goal? Make money. What's your end goal? Make money. What's your end goal? Make millions. What's your end goal? Make billions. What's your end goal? Make trillions. Then, what's your end goal? Be happy. What's your end goal? Be happy. What's your end goal? Have joy. What's your end goal? Wake up happy. And so all of these things are very common. No one ever wakes up and is like, I want to have an uneasy day. Everybody wants ease. They want these things with ease. And so when we're chasing and we're going and we're going and we're going, we don't give any rest or any space for the things to come in. And so we feel like we don't have freedom. We feel like we gotta keep going. And so there's a little bit of that energy that you're pushing. Well, like, let it do its job. Can you imagine just like digging a hole? Like, you put a seed, you put the seed, you plant it, and you take care of it. What's the problem? And so a lot of people don't know how to deal with those things. A lot of people don't know how to back off without feeling like they're slacking. A lot of people won't call in freedom to their life because it'll feel like they're being unproductive if they're not constantly moving in a rat race. This is my opinion of freedom. Freedom to me is having extra time to do the things I want while taking care of the things I need to. A need to is my clients. A need to is my family obligations, people who depend on me, my team, my children. A need to is sleep, eat, gym, self-care. I need to do those things. And I want to do those things, right? But in addition to that, the want is... I want to go spend a week with a family member outside of the state. I want to go travel to Paris for, 10 days because I just needed a change of scenery. I want to be able to, give just all of my attention to one project uninterrupted, that is going to help the greater good and many millions of other people just because I took a half an hour to do something that I wanted to do. And so to me, the wants and needs and freedom, like all of those words just coming about, they tie together very differently for me versus perhaps you, versus perhaps maybe your significant other, perhaps your boss, perhaps your parents. I know a lot of times we see our parents and we're just like in awe and admiring. Oh, my mom, my biological mom, and my grandmother who helped raise, and so many people and aunts and, you know, my friends' parents, everybody I feel helped shape me in the best way and in the learning way, we can say. But, you know, tías and all of these things. And when I look at that, you love them. You love them and you admire them. And so it is just natural that a kid does what you do and not what you tell them to do. So someone would get up, get dressed, and go to work. Boom. So that became my truth. And there was a time where I'm like, I don't want to do that. Not because I didn't want to work. I just didn't like what I had to do to make, right? I didn't want to sit in an office all day drained. Like, that wasn't what I wanted to do, but I stuck it out. I didn't want to sit on a phone call in a call center, but I stuck it out. Because in my mind, I said, I have to. How am I going to pay my bills? And so it wasn't until I started going and venturing out, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to take this opportunity. And there's little steps like this, which wasn't easy. My grandmother, who I loved very much, I think I've said this very clearly on my podcast, a lot of things are that sharing those things with her. And I brought it up to somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, my dad said the same thing. Why are you going to work? ¿Por qué vas a trabajar? Oh, ¿por qué vas a estudiar? I'm sorry. She said, why are you going to go study for? Just take care of your kids and get a job. And I think that's sound advice. That came from a good place. Why? It was what she's done. And at that time, it didn't even cross my mind to say, I love you. I don't want to end up like you. Never. I would never. How rude is that? How disrespectful is that? But it's what I'm doing. And it's what I found myself saying, well, you know, there has to be better. There has to be better. And so I understand now that for her to see me do those things, she started to say, well, why isn't what I do good enough? Do you think you're better? And so there's always people to jump on that bandwagon, you know. And your family will. I'm not saying she did. I'm not saying she didn't, because I didn't analyze it like that. But what I certainly felt was, from a lot of family and friends and just people that you would root for, right? They're not going to be able to see that. They're not going to be able to see your vision because it wasn't theirs. They don't have your eyes. They don't have your mind. They don't have your soul, because it's not theirs. They got to work on their own thing and do their own dreams. And you're going to sound crazy. You're going to super crazy to people for a very long time. And it may take long, and you're going to start doubting yourself. Be like, dang, they're right. Dang, she's right. Maybe I just should. And you'll go do that. And then you'll be like, I can't. And then you'll start somewhere else. And you'll bounce back and forth while you're doing everything. You're going to get tested and get pulled here, pulled there, until you get clear on what it is you want. And the moment you get clear on what it is you want, and you set that intention and you set that goal, you step into another space. And then you get signs, and then you get opportunities, and then you get friendships, and then like something will pop up on the TV. You're like, oh, that's perfect, because that fits into this big old stew that I'm cooking, right? That's one of the ingredients I needed to come into this, in this soup, and give it that flavor. Perfect. And so it just keeps adding in the best way, right? We know how things can stack up in the worst way. Guess what? There's an opposite to that. For every negative, there's a positive, and there's a positive to that. So just as you've gone maybe through some hardships, just as you've gone some, like, had your dog days, months, years, there's also a positive to that. But you have to decide in your mind to ignore the intrusive thoughts, to ignore the naysayers who are just basically sharing their fears and what they have within them. I'm not saying to shut everybody out, but just leave them where they're at with their opinions. Don't take that on. Send that back to them at the end of the night, right? Let that be their opinion of themselves. It's basically how I would see it. And with all these different, you know, techniques that you use, you start to step into alignment. And that's when the things start flowing in. When you are aligned with your truth and your purpose. I'm moving my hands a lot, and I don't know what it would sound like, what it's going to sound like after this recording, but once you step into alignment and you start letting go of what isn't that, you will get more of what it is. Even if you don't fully know, but you have some idea, trust what you see, trust what you hear, trust the instincts that bring you this feeling. You know when it's good and you know when it's bad. And you know when it's fear. I'm going to have to come up with some little test to make sure we ding on those words. And get very clear on what are some tests to see. Okay, Andrea, how do I know what my ego is? How do I know when it's fear? How do I know when I legit am going to like run into this wall and hit my head? How do I know that I'll be okay after I run into this wall and I hit my head, even though I thought it was the perfect deal? The thing is, we think we have to have fear admitted to take the step forward, and fear doesn't subside. It's there because you don't know what's on the other side and you've never been there. I want you to imagine yourself on this cloud, and there's a step, and every step you take, it turns purple and blue and yellow and green. But guess what? Until you put your foot up and you put it on the ground, the step will not pop up. You can't see it. But when you step on it, it's sturdy, it's colorful, it's beautiful, and it's exactly taking you exactly to where you need to be. That's kind of the same thing, right? That's kind of the same thing when we're talking about having that vision, being in alignment, trusting yourself. And once you've learned how to manage that, which can take you weeks, months, years. I feel like it's taken me years, and I still am a work in progress, because a new level comes in, a new set of BS will flow right in. But now I know what it looks like. Now I know what it looks like. And now I'm able to see that's not true. It's just that upper limit. It's just that little upper limit trigger. If you guys haven't read Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, I highly recommend it. Get the audiobook if you're not a big reader. But absolutely take the time to start one chapter. I don't care if you do one chapter a month. You can probably knock out the whole book in one day. A couple hours. It's pretty small. But the information, right? The information is there, is what's going to help you. And so along my path, many years, this is something that I've seen helped me and helped others, and I made it my own. And you have to find your own. I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you what's wrong. I can't tell you what's right. Because it's your path. which should be exhilarating and not scary. But if you're scared, do it scared. Do it scared anyways. Because you're going to remind yourself and shock yourself when the thing you're going for really works out for you. You're going to remember who the freak you are. And you're going to gain this confidence. And then this confidence is going to give you the ability to have this consistency and faith in yourself and the clarity. And when you're in that position, it's also freedom. It's freedom from the negative self-talk, from the negative doubt. You smashed it by stepping forward regardless, like without fear subsiding. Think of fear like this little gray bug on you. Because that gray bug, you're not going to walk through that door. You can't shake it off. You're just going to stand there outside of the door trying to get it off and it won't get off. You know, running around like a crazy person. Doing stuff you don't want to do. Doing stuff you have to do. That doesn't light you up and turns you into somebody you're like, when did I become this person? This isn't me. When did I become this? Remember who you are. The gift that you give yourself of freedom not only serves you, but it serves many generations to come. If you don't have children, it serves the people around you. It serves nieces, it serves nephews, it serves your light, your shine, your aura of saying, I am in my truth and I am stepping and I'm rocking it. It gives permission to others to do that, whether you think they're watching you or not. I get messages from people and I've never gotten a like. I don't give a fuck about a like or not. My day doesn't end or start whether somebody gave me a like. As long as I know one person took that message and has decided to do something with that, that's it. And that one person is me. And I'm going to share my journey with you along the way. I'm going to share it in its messy way. I'm going to share it in its imperfect way. I'm going to share it when people are like, I wouldn't have done it. Okay, go do it. Doing this is not easy for me. I could sit there and nitpick and just not even execute. But I refuse to let fear win. Nitpicking, criticism. Everything I told myself I couldn't be. She doesn't belong anymore. She doesn't exist. Because a new me is here. And the new me lives freely, respectfully, humbly, fiercely, boldly, loudly, chaotically, peacefully. I am all. I am negative and positive. I'm dark. I'm light. I am all. That to me is freedom. That I don't have to be somebody that I'm not. That I am me. Every single day. I challenge you guys to start with this journal prompt. What does freedom mean to me? If I lived freely, like my soul desires, what would my day look like? And I want you to journal that out. And I don't care if you draw it, sketch it, type it out, write it out. Text it to yourself. Capture some pictures. Go on Pinterest or whatever, Instagram. And say, this is what it would look like. And I want you to hold that truth to yourself, for yourself. Because I think you deserve a life where you are free. That is your right. Thank you guys so much. Go check out my IG, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Facebook. for some more daily doses of love and messaging from my soul to yours. Que Dios la bendiga siempre. Ánimo, más échale ganas. We are Mexicans, not Mexicans. Have a beautiful day. I'll talk to you guys soon. Muchas bendiciones. Bye.